Early next year, the State Board of Regents is slated to adopt the latest New York State learning standards. But Frontier Superintendent Brett Apthorpe says he fears there will be as much controversy as there was with Common Core.
And Eileen, that will make the fourth set of standards that educators have been faced with over the past 14 years. So that makes it on average, every 3.5 years, there's a whole new set of standards coming at teachers and coming at educators.
The standards are designed to gauge a student's knowledge. However, Apthorpe pointed out it takes a great deal of time to measure real growth.
It's really the outcome. You know, what is it a child is supposed to do? So the statement is easy to make. But in order for a child to meet whatever skills and knowledge that standard articulates, it takes years of curriculum building, resource gathering, professional development, getting assessments right that measure those standards. So when this changes every 3.5 years, it really does become mind-numbing.
Back in 2010, the State Education Department said if a student receives a 75 or higher on an English Regents or 80 or higher on a Math Regents, they were college and career ready.
Then come the tests, and it measures such a very limited portion, giving students a very limited opportunity to express what they have achieved and what they're capable of.
Frontier English teacher Mimi Wright has been in the district 14 years. She taught at the middle school and now teaches 10th and 11th grade English.
I really see the tests, the standard high-stakes standardized tests, as has been very limited in its ability to measure student learning, student achievement. And I won't even mention, you know, in terms of administrator and teacher performance.
Last year, 56% of Frontier School students opted out of standardized testing in grades 3 through 8th. Apthorpe says the Frontier School community has been loud and clear about creating its own standards.
Our community feels there's many, 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 many more things that makes a child career and college ready. So the standards being changed every 3.5 years, focusing solely on that quantitative value of two tests, really, our community said, no, we want our kids to have a much broader education and have its own set of standards that are much broader and much more challenging than just the ELA and math.
The district school board adopted a plan for creating new Frontier graduation standards. Wright has been part of a team of teachers and administrators working to create the new guidelines.
To give students a better idea of what it is that they, what kind of skills should they focus on, what's the value of the skills they're learning here for real life situations, whether real life is college at the next step or right into work. There should be a better way, you know, whether it's portfolios or other kinds of, you know, performance assessments.
Frontier has about a 92% graduation rate.
But that's measured against what New York State requires. So, for example, in our graduation standards, financial literacy is a requirement for all our students. So all our students will graduate having to be financially literate. That's not in these ELA or math standards that the state is reintroducing.
Both Apthorpe and Wright say they believe the district is on the right track in providing students with standards that will allow them to pinpoint their skills as they prepare for college or head into the workforce.
You know, the juniors that I'm teaching now, they're worried going forward about college. And then the seniors that I taught last few years, they're involved in their applications, and they're kind of concerned too. You know, am I going to be ready? Will I have what it takes to succeed?
The Frontier superintendent says his district has recognized ongoing confusion and political meandering only hurts the children.
In my mind, that is, let's get our teachers back focused on the core important things about education. Let's get our teachers together and plan together a high quality education that's not going to have change every 3.5 years with new standards coming at us and new bureaucratic regulations.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.